Honestly, I don't feel bad for the boy because his manager told him not to do it. And he did get a warning how sick the bastard is, so I'm not really saying, though, that he deserves what he got, because no one deserves to be treated that way. But let's be honest here, he should have listened to all the warning signs. He clearly didn't expect to be ambushed in bed, though. I'm assuming when he heard his manager said that, he thought it's just a little rough, you know? But instead, it was basic and beaten up. So I know that I'm supposed to sympathize, or else I'm a little bit whacked up, but he really was warned not to do it, no? And that blondie is going to try to hurt our baby one day, and I'm honestly not ready for it, even though we all know this since chapter one. I'm really hoping there's some sort of protection for him, but I think he's gonna get hurt. Before we get started, I just want to remind our viewers that if you like seeing more Yaoi content and would like to support this channel, please don't forget to smash that like button. Also, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell. Feel free to message me in my social media at @SilvaJoshi, which I'll be using to interact with viewers about more Yaoi content. If that's something that interests you, feel free to follow me at @SilvaJoshi. Finally, this episode will contain explicit content and a lot of manual spoilers. With that in mind, please proceed with caution. You have been warned. Now, without further ado, let's jump into chapter 33 and 31 of Even If You Don't Love Me. Poor Yeju. I'm sure he's now aware from Yongso being a bastard. He didn't deserve really to be treated like that. Like I said, no one deserves to be treated like that, because come on, Yongso is a piece of crap. This sick motherfucker needs to get caught by the police or someone, because no one else is willing to turn him in. But then again, the beginning of this chapter, I feel bad for Taido. Yeah, I know he agreed to it, but now who can expect what was did to him, to be honest? Since he looks like our main character, I do feel a little bit bad. Hopefully that boy tells someone about Yongseo and show his bruises. But knowing what we saw in chapter 1, I highly doubt it. I actually cried seeing him bruised like that, because Yongseo is really disgusting. I do feel bad for this idol. It's just, I can't feel like, I can't help but feel like he really should have just really listened to his manager. Your manager is there for a reason. They're supposed to manage you, and I don't know what came up this boy's mind thinking that it's okay to give Yongseo a try. Anyway, but we can all agree that our hatred for Yongseo is beyond words. So let's just focus on the happiness between Jiwook and Seungyeon. But then again, this happiness might also not last that long, because again, as shown in chapter 1, it's Jiwook yelling at Seungyeon about money and his dad getting into an accident because of Seungyeon, which I wouldn't be surprised if Yongseo is one of the reasons why these things or this misunderstanding happened. But so much drama, you know. I know the answer to this, so I'm just gonna focus on what's really bothering me about this chapter. And why can't we see our main couple doing the deed But we can see the nasty Yongseo psycho doing it. So they would show the psycho smacks, but not the main character's lovey-dovey scenes. Yeah. I'm not asking for the smexy scenes. I am, but you know, I would settle for the lovey-dovey scenes. And I know the answer to this because, you know, they're underage. But come on. Give a break. And for chapter 31, there's really not much going on. It was just like a little bit scary when Sungyeon's sister showed up in the apartment while they were in the middle of something that was still not shown. But, you know, she just has to come at the wrong time while they're... But knowing what is about to happen to them, we all know that we are really close to the foreshadowing of chapter 1. Let's just enjoy how affectionate they are to each other right now, because we don't know what's gonna happen in the next chapter. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please don't forget to follow my social media to be teased about some of the boys' love that I'm interested in. Feel free to leave me a message and converse with me in my Discord channel. I'd love to hear back from you. And please consider supporting the show by donating as little as 99 cents through www.sealfujoshi.xyz. Also, don't forget to support the author. All the manhwa details can be found in the description below. Again, thank you so much and hope to see you next time.